This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Austria's Chancellor Sebastian Kurz has proposed a snap election after Vice Chancellor and longtime far-right leader Heinz Christian Strache stepped down. As Reuters' Mia Womersley reports, Strache was caught on video allegedly offering lucrative government contracts in exchange for political support.
Strache has headed the Freedom Party since 2005, credited with bringing it back to mainstream electoral success. The video was reported on Friday by two of neighbouring Germany's leading media. It allegedly showed a meeting in Ibiza in July 2017 between Strache, another party official, and a woman purporting to be the niece of a Russian oligarch. In it, he appeared to offer direct inflated construction contracts to a company in exchange for support for his party, though he also said he wanted everything to be done legally.
Mia Womersley of Reuters. A number of Democratic presidential candidates were out campaigning across the United States Saturday, but former Vice President Joe Biden was making headlines with his anti-anger speech in Philadelphia. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has details.
Former Vice President Joe Biden vows not to attack other Democrats in the race, but took a quiet shot at many in the crowded field.
They say Democrats are so angry that the angrier a candidate can be, the better chance he or she has to win the Democratic nomination. Well, I don't believe it.
Biden spoke of unity and his concern that President Trump is destroying democracy as we know it.
Instilling fear, sowing division.
As for the nation's economic boom, Biden says that was the Obama-Biden economic bailout plan that President Trump inherited. Analysts say the Biden centrist approach will appeal to some Democrats, but it could alienate some progressives. I'm Jackie Quinn.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.